He had used the house ever since. The bidding room was on the 50th floor of the St. Mary's Starscraper, its polyp walls overlaid by dark oak panelling, with velvet burgundy curtains on either side of the entrance arches, and thick royal blue carpets. Elaborate crystal lights cast a bright glow on the proceedings. Joshua could almost imagine himself in some Victorian London establishment. Barrington Greer had told him once that was the effect he wanted, quiet and dignified, fostering an atmosphere of confidence. The broad window behind the auctioneer spoilt the period effect somewhat. Stars spun lazily outside, while Falsea, Merchusco's sixth moon, slowly traversed the panorama, a sliver of aquamarine. 350,000 once! Falsea was eclipsed by the auctioneer's chest. 350,000 twice! The antique wooden gavel was raised. Falsea reappeared, peeping out over the man's shoulder. Final time! There was a smack as the gavel came down. Sold to Miss Melissa Stanberg. The room buzzed with voices as the glass bubble was carried away, excitement and nervousness throttling the air. In his second-row seat, with his nerves alight, Joshua felt it build around him and shifted round uncomfortably, careful not to knock his legs against those of his neighbours. His feet were still painful if he applied pressure too quickly. Medical nanonic packages had swallowed both legs up to his knees, looking like strange green leather boots five sizes too large. The packages had a spongy texture, and he felt as though he was bouncing as he walked. Three auctioneer's assistants carried a new bubble over to the table. It was a meter and a half high, with a dull gold crown of thermodump fins on top, keeping the internal temperature below freezing. A faint patina of condensation misted the glass. The voices in the room chopped off dead. Joshua caught sight of Barrington Greer standing at the side of the stage, a middle-aged man with chubby red cheeks and a ginger moustache. He wore a sober navy blue suit with baggy trousers and neck-sealed jacket with flared arms, the faintest of orange lines glowing on the satin material in a spiral pattern. He caught Joshua's eye and gave him a wink. "Now, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the final item of the day, Lot 127. I think I can safely say that it is unique in my experience. A module stack of Lamil circuitry, which has been preserved in ice since the cataclysm. We have identified both processor chips and a considerable number of solid-state crystal memories inside, all of them in pristine condition. In this one cylinder, there are more than five times the number of crystals we have recovered since the discovery of the ruin ring itself. I will leave it to you to imagine the sheer wealth of information stored within. This is undoubtedly the greatest find since the first intact Lamil body over a century ago, and it is my great privilege to open the bidding at the reserve price of 2 million Edenist fuser dollars. Joshua had been bracing himself, but there wasn't even a murmur of protest from the crowd. The bids came in fast and furious, rising in units of 50,000 fuser dollars. The background level of conversation crept up again. Heads were swiveling around, bidders trying to make eye contact with their opponents, gauge the level of determination. Joshua gritted his teeth together as the bids rose through 4 million. "Come on, keep going. 4,300,000. The answer could be stored in there. Why the Lamil did it. 4.5. You'll solve the biggest problem facing science since we cracked the light-speed barrier. 4,800,000. You'll be famous. They'll name the discovery after you, not me. Come on, you bastards, bid. 5 million, the auctioneer announced calmly. Joshua sank back into the chair, a little whimper of relief leaking from his throat. Looking down, he saw his fists were clenched, palms sweating. I've done it. I can start repairing Lady Mac. Get a crew together. The replacement patterning nodes will have come back from the Sol system. Say a month, if I charter a Black Hawk to collect them. She could be spaceworthy within 10 weeks. Jesus! He brought his attention back to the auctioneer just as the bidding went through 6 million. For a second he thought he'd misheard. But no, there was Barrington Greer grinning at him, as if he was running wacko stimulant programs through his neural nanonics. 7 million! Joshua listened in a waking trance. He could afford more than a simple node replacement and repair job now. Lady Mac could have a complete refit, the best systems, no expense spared, new fusion generators, maybe a new space plane. No, better than that, an Einfield flyer from Kulu or New California. Yes! 7,450,000 for the first time. The auctioneer looked round expectantly.